studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology, and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Hey, welcome to the second hour of our program. Glad you're joining us on this weekend or whatever time you have to be listening. Our show is repeated throughout the week, and we're glad to have such a growing number of stations and a growing number of listeners. I've been concerned for some time about this whole idea of these drone attacks. Now, if my son were serving overseas in the military and had a choice of either going in and fighting the enemy on the ground, as we've fought so many wars, versus a drone going in and blowing up the bad guys, I'm all for the drones, and I think most of you would be too. Problem is, we're not sure who the enemy is. We've been going in and pinpointing who we think is the enemy. Unfortunately, when we kill a bad guy or five bad guys, we often kill several hundred innocent civilians. And then there are those who argue, with some justification, that you kill one or two bad guys and you create another 200 terrorists who are so bitter over your killing innocent people that they turn against the United States. And that's why we've had so much instability throughout that part of the world. The Arab Spring has sprung up in many instances because of opposition to the U.S. But you know, it's clear halfway around the world. It doesn't affect you and me. We just want to be safe from the bad guys. 9/11 has taught us, look, you give up freedoms in the name of security. I don't like that approach, but there is some balance there, and I struggle with that just like you and many average citizens out that way. Well, this whole issue came to a pretty major head, huge head of steam this week in Washington, D.C. There was an effort to approve President Obama's nominee to the CIA. Now, when you get nominated to a post as important as the CIA and all your cabinet posts, those nominees have to be confirmed by the U.S. Senate. The advice and consent of the Senate. That's something we've been taught from day one when we've gone and looked at American history. John Brennan was this guy's name. Seemed pretty well qualified guy. Served as national defense director in the White House and been around a long time under several presidents. Seems to be quite professional and pretty qualified guy for the job. But you had some senators who were raising some questions about this whole drone issue. And whether how far drones go. Okay, we say we're going to, for the time being, let there be drones in foreign countries where you kill the bad guys. How about an American citizen? That's a big point of reference about killing Americans overseas, which the United States has done, and there's been a lot of controversy about that. So the question was raised during these confirmation procedures about the propriety of killing an American who the government said was a threat on American soil. And the leader of this whole fight was a Republican from Kentucky. We've got a lot of listeners up in Kentucky. Senator Rand Paul. His father is Ron Paul, the libertarian who's run for president, a very strong spokesman for individual freedoms, individual rights. And so in the confirmation hearings, Senator Paul said he wanted to call attention to the growing use of these drone strikes, these targeted killings. So he can't get an answer. He asked the attorney general at hearings that took place in Washington whether or not you could kill an American on American soil with a drone. Now, in his comments, and in, I think there's a cross-section of agreement that if the American was wielding a knife or a gun and was about to kill you or about to kill somebody else, then sure, you certainly have the right to take their lives. But what about a guy you profile? You think he's a bad guy. Maybe you think he's a terrorist. He's sitting in a cafe on a street corner in Philadelphia, or he's driving his car out in the country in Wyoming. And you say, we got some evidence he's got some bad plans. Let's don't arrest him and charge him with a crime. Take him into court. Prove it. even though he's an American citizen and has some inalienable rights and some constitutionally guaranteed rights to be charged, to be confronted by witnesses, to see the evidence against him, and then be sentenced. No, we're going to bypass all that. We're just going to take a drone and blow him up in his car. He's out in an isolated area. Won't hurt anybody. Nobody's going to know the difference. Is that okay? Is that okay? If you really felt the guy was a bad guy who was a threat to the United States, can you wipe him out on American soil? I think that goes too far, and I think most Americans feel like that goes too far. Rand Paul certainly thought it went too far. And so when he couldn't get an answer out of the Attorney General, the Attorney General says, well, in the circumstances you describe, we don't think you can use him. We don't think, you know, there was no equivocal decision. No, you cannot use a drone to kill an American citizen on American soil who is not an imminent threat to the lives of other people. Can't do that. That's what the answer he wanted. He couldn't get it. So he decides to filibuster. When they call for the nomination to, or a vote on John Brennan, the Senate has a procedure. One senator can get up and talk. Rand Paul got up there and talked for about 13 hours. He had some help, Senator Cruz over in Texas, Senator Rubio, actually Senator McConnell from Kentucky, who was the minority leader in the Senate, came to help out. Maybe let him have a little bathroom break and let him kind of sip a little Coke or something like that while he's carrying on this filibuster. And it caused some great consternation within the Republican Party. We had John McCain saying that people like Rand Paul and Cruz were wacko birds. This is John McCain, who ran for president, who a lot of us have always admired. He's a great war hero. But it just kind of seems like the John McCain, you know, what the old man says, get off my lawn, you're messing with my territory. I think John McCain has gotten more and more out of touch in recent weeks and recent months since his last election, going off on some strange tangents. Is Senator Rand Paul a wacko bird because he decides to filibuster this nomination? Because he can't get an answer from the Attorney General as to whether you can or not you can kill an American on American soil. Can't get an answer. And I think he's entitled to an answer. I don't think he's a wacko bird. Senator McCain, I've met Senator McCain, and I'm a big admirer of his contribution to his country. Served in a concentration camp for 5 years, was tortured. You notice McCain walks with his arm kind of up in the air. He was broken in prison when he was in North Vietnam, when he was shot down as a pilot. I'm a big fan of John McCain's. But, Senator, in this case, if Rand Paul's a wacko bird, then I'm a wacko bird. And I would argue that a large majority of my listeners out there fit the title of wacko birds. If the U.S. government has not carried out drone strikes and has no intention of doing so, just tell the man this. Just tell the man this. I mean, there's well-established law enforcement and constitutional authorities to say you can't do this kind of thing. But Holder, the Attorney General, just wouldn't close the door. You got guaranteed rights, and if you don't like these rights in the Constitution, then you can lean on your senator or representative to put a constitutional amendment in to change these rights. But the Fifth Amendment, the 14th Amendment, the Sixth Amendment, all give protections to individuals in cases like this. You just can't go indiscriminately kill American citizens. Can't do that, John McCain. If you think these folks are proposing this are wacko birds, then you're talking to a wacko bird. Overseas, it's a gray area, different story. I've got to trust the commander-in-chief and the military to do the right thing. I do think sometimes you can do more harm than good. You kill one bad guy over there and create 100 or 200 more because they're so incensed with what you're doing, killing innocent children, killing their families. But on American soil, entirely different issue. Jim Brown here on the Common Sense Show. My website, www.jimbrownusa.com. We'll come back and talk some more right after this message. Freshen up your coffee.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense. right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNlive.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Let's take care of your family and get it prepared, and help us take care of our brothers and sisters in arms. From now through Veterans Day on November 11th, FreezeDryGuy.com is offering 10% off everything for active duty, reserve, and retired U.S. military members and their families. No proof necessary, it's on the honor system. In addition, for every purchase you make during this period, we'll make a donation to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation. Since retiring from the Army, the Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness and outdoor activities like camping. He's offering 10% off for active, reserve, and retired U.S. military and their families now through Veterans Day, plus donating to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation from every purchase. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, I got great news. Really, really big time story. A scientific journal out of Germany has done a massive study of life expectancy looking over the last couple of hundred years. Did you know that 72 is the new 30? 72, and you're talking and listening to a 72-year-old guy. And I'm living the new 30 because life expectancy has risen so much, and those that take care of themselves are doing so well that we're on par with people that lived at about 1800. Now, there are some exceptions to that, but the other troubling subject is that particularly in the United States, the obesity level is jumping in the last 30 years by 25%. 25% people have grown in terms of obesity, being so overweight, and I'm glad to see the McDonald's and Wendy's and some of these fast food joints are trying to bring in healthier meals. The problem is, how do you get people to eat them? It's great to have a low dressing salad that you can eat, or maybe a grilled fish sandwich. Don't get the fried fish sandwich, the grill. How do you get people to eat that? It's all education. It's all education. It should start at home, but to so many parents, they just don't pay that much attention. Their snacks, some people eat 7, 8, 10 meals a day, a week in these fast food joints. You're not going to live to be my age, let alone go on up in years. I want to live to be 100, don't you? Oh, I don't want to live a rough life. You can't. Of course you can. I've had family members. My mother lived till 93, and on the day she passed away, she went to her little investment club. She played bridge with all her friends. She took a little walk, and then she had an aneurysm and passed away at 93. Too young. I wish she'd lived longer. But she lived a full life because she took care of herself. Watch what she ate. Ate a healthy breakfast. Maybe she'd go out with her lady friends, and after my dad passed away, and maybe junk it up occasionally. But by and large, ate healthy and lived a long, long, happy life. My father-in-law, bless his soul, was having some problems now at 93, 94. But up till a year or two ago, he was the first person on the dance floor and the last person off. You can live a full quality life for many, many years if you just take care of yourself. I've got my sweat clothes on right now when I finish the show, and now to my little local health club and kind of doing my little workout I try to do 5 times a week. And it's not something I go through because I got to do it just to pay the piper to stay healthy. Some I like to do it. I like to do it. It's fun. You interrelate with people. You meet them. If you don't belong to a health club, you can find friends you get out in the neighborhood and walk with. So many things you can do. But again, the story in Science Times magazine, scientists, I'm reading the headline, scientists claim 72 is the new 30. Thank goodness I'm going to be in that number for a long time to come. And I want you to be in that number also so you can keep listening to me right here on the Common Sense Show, right? Good point. Okay. Eric Holder, the Attorney General, at the last segment I was talking about his equivocation on the drone strikes. One thing he was not equivocal on was the fact that banks are too major banks can be too big to fail. He testified before a Senate Judiciary Committee last week in Washington. Pointed out to me by my friend Preston Kennedy, a banker down here in Louisiana, was on our show last week. And Preston sent me an article that talked about the fact that Holder said, well, we've got these banks, they're just too big to fail. They would have a huge negative impact on the whole financial system, and therefore we can't shut them down. We can't charge them with crimes. And there was a story, I believe, in the Wall Street Journal this week, maybe the New York Times in the business sections, interviewing one of the top federal prosecutors who oversaw the bank investigation, said, well, we tried our best, but, you know, you can't rock the whole system. You can't shake the boat. Of course you can shake the boat. Of course you can rock the whole system. We have in place very specific laws of bankruptcy, company bankruptcy, where a company can slow down and sell off its assets and pay those who are owed money. And there are other banks that pick it up. We do that all the time on a country level. Small banks all over America, you know, a bank gets in real financial trouble and the regulators have to shut them down. They usually go in on a weekend. They go in on a Friday night and bring in auditors and spend the whole weekend shutting the bank down and try to sell the bank off to some adjoining bank in that community so that Monday morning when depositors wake up and those who do business with the bank wake up and come to the bank, they just go to a different bank, but things haven't changed a bit. We do that with a little banks, you see. We got no problem doing that for the little banks, but oh, the big guys, oh, they're too big to fail. You can't rock their boat, can't bring any criminal prosecution. HSBC, the huge British Swiss bank that we talked about a couple of weeks ago, they were laundering drug money coming in from some of the worst characters in Mexico, Colombia, South America. They were doing business with Al-Qaeda. They were doing business with huge criminal gangs in Russia. So we catch him doing so. Now, if that would have happened, you and I were in that process, you'd been locked away in solitary confinement, would have a hard time ever seeing the light of day. What they do to these bank executives? Nothing. What they do to the bank? They find them $1 billion, I think $1.1 billion, which was about 3 months' profit of this huge bank. They got fined 3 months of their profit. No, I think it was 3 weeks of their profit. 3 weeks of their profit. They went right ahead about their business, slapped them on the wrist because they're too big to fail. Nobody is too big to fail. You play by the rules. You treat people fairly, you don't break the law, you don't rip people off, and you go about your business. When you cross the line, they bring the hammer down on you. And so the Attorney General, Mr. Holder, doesn't feel that way. He feels like these banks are too big to fail, and we can kind of leave them alone. And it's just a real disturbing thought that this immunity from criminal prosecution has been put into place by the Justice Department, who allow this unscrupulous behavior on Wall Street. They can't be picked apart. And you know who bails them out? You know who bails them out? You and me. We're the folks that bail these people out. You and me. Anybody bail you out? I got a little condominium I bought as an investment property. I was trying to sell one place, and the guy says, I'll give you some money and let you swap off this place, take this place off my hands. I tried to sell it, and I couldn't do it. Went on for years and years, couldn't do it. And so finally, I sold it at a huge loss. There was nobody there to bail me out. Government didn't, and they shouldn't bail me out. I took a chance, it didn't work out, and I had to suffer the losses. But, of course, you're in government, it doesn't work that way, does it? It doesn't work that way. You can be just too big to fail. I don't like that, I don't agree with it, and I think Mr. Holder, boy, he's had a bad week. With the drone issue, where he was so equivocal on whether you could kill Americans on American soil without any constitutional protections, and then on the banks where they're just too big to fail. We can't mess with them. They might rock the boat. We don't have a system that protects us from something like that. Tell you what, you got some real wimps up there in Washington, D.C. representing us. Going to take a break and come back and talk about some of these immigration problems. All of a sudden, the Republicans are coming out of the woodwork. Jeb Bush, the former governor of Florida, Marco Rubio, who wants to be president, senator from Florida. All the Republicans are getting on board, not because of principle, but because of good politics. They want the Hispanic vote. We'll talk about illegal immigration. Freshen up your coffee. We'll be right back on the Common Sense Show.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
This is the old Cajun contractor Michael King here, host of Home Talk USA. Did you know that you can now shop and purchase online quality name brand tools and accessories at discounted prices from one of the top most visited online hardware stores, The Handy City? That's right. You can now take the hassle of having to go out and purchase these products. Just think, you can now order all of the top name brands from the comfort of your home computer and have it delivered straight to you in most cases. And the shipping is free. All the products are personally endorsed by me and guaranteed 100% by the manufacturer by using our online store. You'll be also helping to keep our popular home improvement radio show on the air. So please check out our website today at TheHandyCity.com. That's TheHandyCity.com. I'll say it again, TheHandyCity.com. Quality products at discount prices straight to you. I have only one thing I can say. Ça c'est le bon temps relay. Let the good times roll. Yai!
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival
Bible supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Beep. This is an emergency essential sale. This month only at Emergency Essentials, get 41% off freeze-dried chicken with a 25-year shelf life for only $24.99 while supplies last. During our October sale, 55-gallon water barrels are only $72.99. Our 12-can baking combo, valued at over $160, is now only $109.99. That's 32% off. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Well, this whole issue of immigration reform, if you can call it that, is much more on the front burner now because several key Republicans are jumping on board. The Republicans took a real shellacking in this last presidential election with Hispanic voters. The gap is growing. Hispanics are not supporting Republicans to much of a level as compared to Democrats. I think in 2004, the Republican candidate lost the Hispanic vote by 9 percentage points, in 2012 by 44 percentage points. So you've got Senator Marco Rubio, who's Hispanic, joining what is called the Gang of Eight to try to reform or try to bring change in the present immigration laws. Let's talk about that a little bit today because it looks like there's some momentum. Is it politics or principle? Joining me right now is Peter Brimlow. Peter heads up an organization called VDare.com, written a fascinating book called Alien Nation, which really might have started this national conversation of so much of this reform. Peter, welcome to our program today.
Thanks for having me on, Jim.
Well, glad you joined us, and I raised that question. We've been hearing about immigration for years and years, and there's been a cross-section of efforts to change the laws to either crack down on illegal immigration or open the door to some type of amnesty. Looks like there's a little bit of momentum now with this bipartisan effort coming in. Give us your thoughts on this. You've written about this issue. You've studied this issue. I know you've got some concerns, and so since amnesty seems to pop up almost every year. Is there going to be more momentum, you think, this time around because of what people like Rubio and John McCain and others are doing?
Jim, I think it's clear that the entire political class wants to legalize the illegal immigrants in the country right now. And also, and this is an aspect of amnesty that isn't often mentioned, they're also going to try and massively increase immigration, legal immigration. Basically, this is simply, on the one hand, the Republicans doing what big business wants, to provide a lot of cheap labor. And on the other hand, the Democrats trying to elect the new people here because they know that the type of immigrants that are coming in right now are going to vote disproportionately Democratic. And that's not going to change under any circumstances because they're so unskilled. They tend to be unskilled. They tend to be minorities and so on. They're always going to vote Democratic. Quite why the Republicans are doing this is an amazing question. I mean, they're essentially committing suicide. I don't agree with you, by the way, that the Republicans took a shellacking in this last election. Romney seems to have got about 30% of the Hispanic vote. The highest the Republicans have ever gotten is about 38-39%. It really doesn't differ very much. What really does differ is the fact that in the last election, the whites didn't turn out. White turnout fell both in the 2008 election with McCain and the 2012 election with Romney. And Romney only got about 57% of the white vote, whereas the congressional Republicans as a whole got over 60% in 2010. The problem for Republicans is not the Hispanics. They only cast about a tenth of the vote anyway. It's whites. They're just not mobilizing their white base.
Well, tell me what do you see? I haven't seen the recent national polls. And I know you watch this closely. What is the tenor of what the average American is thinking out there? Are they ready to accept? I mean, we've always been a nation of allowing immigrants to come in. We've got the problem that these are not. I think Marco Rubio talked about undocumented workers. These are people that snuck in the country legally and broke the law. So, what is the tenor of the American people based on polls? You showed. What are you sensing out there now?
Well, the polls always show that most people want to see illegals deported. There's a technique that pollsters use when the people who are paying them want to get a different answer. They change the answer. They mess around with the questions and so on. They try and get different results. They try to say, for example, the only two alternatives are massive deportations or legalization, whereas, of course, in fact, if the laws were actually enforced and illegals couldn't get jobs because employers had to check their credentials, then the illegals would go home. Those options typically aren't shown up in the polls. The reason you can tell how strong the opposition is among the people, not in the mainstream media, not in the political class, is looking at the way these people behaving. They're not saying these amnesty. They've rechristened it to comprehensive immigration reform. They won't reveal the bill because they know, as Senator Lindsey Graham said recently, if you put the bill up and let people shoot at it, it will lose momentum. But by shooting at it, it means people read the bill and seeing what's in it. We're going to see, it's going to be like Obamacare. This bill will only be available for a couple of days and they'll try and ram it through. They know they have to get through in the early part of this year because they don't want to have people facing elections in the fall, and particularly in the midterm elections, having to run on amnesty and increased immigration.
Yeah, it seems like that there is some political opportunism here where some Republicans are worried about the numbers and feel like that if they get involved in the fight for immigration, what they call immigration reform, that there'll be some political moxie, there'll be some political advantage to come to the Republicans. But I guess I would think that there's a pretty strong, diehard group of a lot of Republicans. You might even see, a conservative party or some kind of spin off, you might see really an adverse reaction. They're looking on it as a plus, but I wonder how much of a plus there actually is out there.
I agree with you completely, Jim. I think that's a very perceptive comment. I mean, all this discussion about the Hispanic vote never looks at the white AKA American vote. People obviously, you can see in the comment threads in the newspapers, people are very bitter about this. And as I say, the Republicans' problem is that they're not turning out their white base. The turnout fell in 2008, and it fell again in 2012. So I personally think the Republican Party is doomed. I think it's in the hands of people in Washington who are just parasites, and they have complete contempt for their base, and that's why we see this phenomenon of the Tea Party in 2010. There are a lot of people out there who feel quite rightly that the Bush administration was a catastrophe on spending and taxes, let alone on immigration and so on. And so we got this movement called the Tea Party getting going. It's they're flirting with starting a new party. with triggering a new pardon.
I thought it was interesting that Jeb Bush has a new book that apparently wrote a couple of years ago is getting a lot of play in terms of what he's talking about. He's saying don't legalize these folks in terms of giving them citizenship, but that he's talking about incentives to cut out the incentives to come here illegally. Have you paid any attention to former Governor Bush's comments?
Oh, absolutely. I watched Bush with fascination. The entire Bush family are absolutely no good on the immigration question. On VDare.com, we've run a number of articles documenting their links to the Mexican oligarchs and the very wealthy families in Mexico they got to know when they were in Texas. I think they just, they've seen America with gated communities and very wealthy people and vast amounts of immiserated poor people living out there in slums. I mean, that's what they want. It's a very grim vision of America they have. They're going to try to turn it into Brazil. Now, what Jeb Bush has done is quite interesting. He has this book out, and it's obviously designed, it was originally designed to get him, to lead the charge on amnesty, which is what the big business donors, Republican Party, want. And he misjudged his moment, you see. The problem is that the Republicans themselves, the elected officials, know perfectly well that amnesty in these people is going to hurt them, the Republicans, in the relatively short run, because they're going to become citizens and vote and so on. So there are, some of the Republicans are flirting with an even more unprincipled scheme, which is to allow these people in, but not allow them to vote. So we have kind of a class of serfs in the country who can't vote but work. And many of the big best business backers of the Republican Party actually want that. Helen Creeble, for example, the heiress to Loctite fortune, has given a lot of money to this amnesty drive. She has horse farms in Colorado, and she wants to have people work on these horse farms. And she doesn't care whether they vote or not. So that was what the Republicans are kind of drifting towards. But the Democrats, of course, and that's really what big business was. They don't really care whether people vote or not. Well, the Democrats, of course.
And hey, Peter. Unfortunately, I'm out of time, but I want to tell our listeners, Peter's got a great book called Alien Nation. You can find it on our website at www.jimbrownusa.com. I read the book over the weekend, and Peter lays out some of the same theories he's talking about here now. Peter, I want to have you back some more as this whole debate comes along. I thank you for spending some time with us today. We'll talk to you here soon, okay?
Yeah, Jim. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye. Interesting guy, Peter Brimlow, who raises some very serious questions about the whole immigration debate. It's not going to go away. We're going to hear a lot more about it. Coming on back with you in the final segment of our Common Sense Show.
Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Working on a home or residential painting project? There's only one name you need to know, PPG. PPG has earned the respect of professionals and homeowners alike because we combine the latest paint technology with expertise and knowledgeable service. PPG offers a broad range of primers, paints, stains, and specialty products to meet all your needs. Available at either our PPG Pittsburgh Paints or PPG Porter Paints Company-owned store or independent dealer locations throughout the U.S. Each PPG product comes with the customized service you deserve to make sure you get the right fit for the job. And choosing colors has never been easier thanks to the PPG Voice of Color system that helps users discover colors that match their personality. So for the best quality products, excellent service, easy-to-use color tools, and great results, visit your local PPG Pittsburgh Paints or PPG Porter Paints location today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest. Micro Plant Powder. And it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at HempUSA.org.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
You know, if you missed the first hour of our show, we talked a lot about religion, particularly this miniseries is going on. It's on Sunday nights. Great miniseries by the History Channel. They did a good job of taking on a huge task. There's no way they could make it perfect. Just too much to cover. It's kind of like the Bible's greatest hits, if you will. And I talked about it during the first hour, and the emphasis in the first hour of the program last week was Abraham and the challenge that God issued him to come up to the mountain and to test him to kill his son. And I raised some questions about whether I thought that was proper. And my column this week is called Arguing with God. You can read that column and get a lot of information about my thoughts on my website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Well, when I talked about the first hour, I got a number of emails that came in, and I'd like to hear your emails. You can easily email me off that website. You can also email me. It's very simple. My initials, Jim Brown. My initials, JB at JimBrownUSA.com. That's JB at JimBrownUSA.com. And so one of the things I talked about was the fact that the city of New Orleans in the United States of America has the highest murder rate per capita in the world. That New Orleans is a city that I don't care where you're listening. You love New Orleans. There's nothing like coming down to Mardi Gras and Jazz Fest and eating the unbelievably good food. I was in New York about a month ago. We broadcast live on several shows from New York. Ate at some marvelous restaurants up there. But they weren't any better than any 25 restaurants I can name in New Orleans. And the price was about one half the amount you'd pay up there in New York. But in any event, there's something very special about New Orleans. But the fact remains that it is the murder capital, not of America, but the murder capital of the world. And several of you emailed me and says, how do you come up with those figures? And so I just am citing statistics that were put together by the United Nations, making a comparison all over the world from last year. And there are some terrible offenders. America as a country is not bad. The U.S., as the United States, as United Nations report from last year, charts list the U.S. as having a murder rate of 5.22 murders per 100,000 people. It's not too bad, particularly with the murders that take place in so many of the inner cities. The world average homicide rate is 9.63 murders per 100,000. United States a little over 5. The world closer to 10, almost double. So in some instances, we're doing very good. There are 89 countries that have higher murder rates than the U.S. And Honduras, for example, or let's take Jamaica, 59 murders per 100,000. Guatemala, 45,000. So you looked at all this, and I mentioned the second highest was Honduras, 60.87 per 100,000. You go down the list, and America's not doing too bad. You go through city after city. And I'll give you some other examples. Gun homicide in Chicago that is getting a lot of national press about all the violence is 11.5 per 100,000. Houston's is up about almost 13, their comparison with Ecuador's. Gun murder in Buffalo, New York. Listeners up in Buffalo, New York are pretty high, 16.5. Atlanta, 17.2 per 100,000. That's about the same as South Africa. Cleveland, 17.4. You're a little higher. You've got a higher rate than the Dominican Republic does. Boston, where we hear of a lot of crime, 6.2. Not too bad. New York City, oh, yeah, the terrible crime in New York City. New York City with gun murders have declined to just 4 per 100,000. 4 per 100,000. Pretty low rate. New Orleans, city of New Orleans, 62.1 gun murders per 100,000. The highest murder rate in the world per capita. I'm deeply disturbed by that. You know, my radio show was played well in New Orleans. I often broadcast from New Orleans. Got lots of relatives. My son, that's what I did on Friday. I drove a U-Haul truck to New Orleans to help get my son moved in to a new place. He's going to start working for a bank down there. And love New Orleans and want him to live a long, happy life. But as a father, I'm concerned. And each one of you would be just as concerned when you've got this outrageous murder rate. So I raise that with you. The reason it came into being with religion, so how does that relate to religion? I was talking about Bob Dylan's song. Bob Dylan raised the same question I did. Bob Dylan's a great American troubadour, marvelous song lyrics. And Dylan had a problem with the story of Abraham, where God tells Abraham to go up on the mountain and to kill his son as a test, a sacrifice. God's not going to let him do it, apparently, but can Abraham meet the test? The miniseries showed lots of wailing and anger and terror and pain by Isaac's mother, by Abraham himself, by Isaac. You're not going to kill me. I mean, you just see him reaching in concern, and as Abraham raises the knife to kill his son, and of course God stops him. And the question I raised in my column this week was, why would a loving God put anyone to such a test? First of all, if he's an all-knowing God, if he's omnipotent, he knows all, he would know right off whether Abraham would pass the test. So why put Abraham through this heart-wrenching, soul-searching challenge? And I wrote in my column, there's a lot of theories about this. Many of you out there are much better biblical scholars than I. And there are relations or there are analogies that tie in that killing to Jesus Christ on the cross. And I understand all that. But the Romans actually set the framework to allow Jesus Christ, with the help of some Jewish priests, to go on the cross and be killed. This is just a test on the part of God. And boy, it's a tough, tough test. Well, why I tied it into the murder rate of New Orleans, the highest murder rate in the world, is that Bob Dylan's song in his Highway 61 Revisited album talks about Highway 61. Highway 61 starts up in Duluth, Minnesota, comes down along the Mississippi River, comes through my old neck of the woods up in Natchez, Mississippi, Concordia Parish, Faraday, Louisiana, and runs right through the city of New Orleans. has the highest murder rate in the world. And so Dylan's lyrics say this: "Oh, God said to Abraham, kill me a son. Abe says, man, you putting me on? God says, no. Abe says, what? God says, you can do what you want, Abe, but the next time you see me coming, you better run. Well, Abe says, where do you want the killing done? God says, out on Highway 61, right through the city of New Orleans. That's the comparison I was trying to make about how you can tie the highest murder rate in the world to the Bible and Abraham and Bob Dylan's lyrical melody about the unfairness of such a test to begin with. If you want to read that whole column, you can read it by going to www.jimbrownusa.com. That's jimbrownusa.com. If you disagree, write to me. Look, I'm a layman. I'm not a biblical scholar. I'm a believer. I think that the good Lord put his son in this earth, and the message, and I've read through the Old Testament, as have many of you. And what I hear from the teachings of Christ are two things: believe in the guy upstairs and do good works. Right? Believe in the guy upstairs and be good to your fellow man. Look, if you want to meditate and go off to the woods and pray for day after day after day, that's your business. That's free will. That's what living in a free country is all about. I just pick up more on Proverbs, the book of Proverbs, 21:3, verses 21:3. Here's the challenge. It says, to do righteousness and justice is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. Now, certainly we should make sacrifices. I don't knock sacrifice at all, but I'm saying do righteousness and justice. Be a good Samaritan. Help your fellow man. Volunteer. We don't volunteer anymore. Volunteer not just at Christmas time. Volunteer all year round. Find a way where you can help a lot of people. That's what Proverbs says. To do just righteousness and justice is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. And that's the point I was making in the column. Do good works and you'll come out a lot better in your life, whatever the afterlife is like. Hey, Jim Brown of the Common Sense Show. We're out of time. I'm sure glad you joined us this week. Again, check out my website at jimbrownusa.com. We'll see you next week here on our show. Have other lively comments. We'll also have some fun. We'll be quite so serious as it was this week. Take care. Have a nice week. We'll talk to you soon.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNLive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.